The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to The Ball Bags, a weekly podcast breaking down all the news from the United Rugby Championship, the NFL, the English Premier League, the NBA, and the wide world of sport.
Hello, and thank you very much for tuning in to episode 1.16 of the Ball Bags podcast. It's the usual Thursday evening shenanigans. It's the Couch Pundit's guide to the weekend, followed by some betting advice, from the coach. But I'm delighted to be joined with a full house. We have the coach, and for, I think, the third time this season, is the bottom feeder athlete. How are we, gents? Are we all good?
All good, lad. Flying.
Flying, he says.
Let's just get this over with.
Optimistic as...
It was nice of the other lad to join us, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, third time. Third time's a charm.
Lads, hurt me. Kick me, kick a man when he's down. How much leave can one man take?
It's nice now he listens to the show.
Well, he reads the heading anyway.
I read the heading anyways, yeah.
That's it. If you listen to the show, you could tell us who player of the weekend was this week.
Ooh.
No comment.
Because it would definitely stick out. It was Fred.
Did you give it to Fred?
We gave it to Fred. So I know he didn't listen to it. Because we didn't get abusive text messages either, so I knew he didn't listen to it. But look, it's a short, sharp, sweet one anyway. Like, obviously it's brought to you in association with The Athletic and USASports.co.uk. You know that at this stage. Click the links in the bio. And of course, if you do enjoy what we put together, make sure you give it a like, a comment, subscribe, whatever it does. Even if you want to give us a comment that's pure negative, for some reason it runs the algorithms and it drives us up. So yeah, every little helps, even if you want to slay us. So, gents, Couch Pundit's Guide to the Weekend. First fixture, and who wants to go first?
Hit me up, Tracy. No, that's radio, isn't it? Sorry.
That's very insightful.
Yeah, I'll go. But... I'm actually going to change one of mine, and you don't know I have this coming. So my first pick on Saturday afternoon was Liverpool versus Steven Gerrard. But I'm actually going to change that because, look, we all know what's going to happen. They'll all sing lovely songs. You'll never walk alone. Steve G will walk out, clap the crowd. Game will be on. Liverpool win 2-1. Okay? We all know.
Premier Sports will show another Liverpool fixture for the umpteenth time this season as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Liverpool Aston Villa, that one, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... my Saturday night is Katie Taylor fights on Saturday night. She's on the main card, and she is fighting. The surname is Han. No, wrong fight. Apologies. Wow, scratch that. This is terrible. Anyway, it's the Katie Taylor fight against Firouza Sharapova.
What's going on?
The Katie Taylor fight against Firouza Sharapova. For all you wondering. I will be in Liverpool on Saturday. Yes, I will be in Liverpool. Yes, I will be attending Liverpool versus Steven Gerrard. Yes, I plan to go to Katie Taylor versus Firouza Sharapova for all the belts. Tickets are still available for the bout in the M&S Arena in Liverpool Dockside. They're ranging from £40 to £200. They're still available if anyone wants to get on them. It's going to be a great watch. And for those people who are trying to watch from the couch, you can watch on DAZN. Or for Irish people, just there's other ways.
We all have a mate.
We all have a mate. Your mate might show it.
Yeah. There's always one.
Yeah, so that's my first pick of the weekend, fellas. Katie Taylor against Firouza Sharapova. Hopefully Katie plummets her and we're all celebrating again Saturday evening for another Katie Taylor win.
This voice might sound alien to a lot of you that listen on a weekly basis, but bottom feeder athlete, what is your first pick?
Are we required to go in order, or can you take your favourites, or what's the story?
Maybe throw leave your favourite to last and just throw out a random fixture you're going to tune into.
Right, the first fixture I'm going with is Chelsea-Leeds. Unfortunately, that's apparently blacked out on the television, so...
So that was a fucking great pick.
I would you give over?
It's on Match of the Day at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's on Match of the Day at 10 o'clock, and it's obviously it's a huge game for Chelsea this week, but I fancy Leeds to nick a win there, to be honest.
It's also a huge game now that the football hooligans can go back after restrictions.
Leeds.
Two big firms. Yeah. Fair. Good pick.
Come on, Sass.
Okay. I'll jump in. Obviously, so, as you're all probably aware, Heineken Cup, Champions Cup, whatever you want to call it, it'll always be the Heineken Cup, kicks back on this weekend. Gone with an Irish side. May seem a bit alien to you as to why I picked this one, but I've gone Connacht Stad. The reason I'm going for that is it's probably a lot more of an even fixture than you would have thought of historically. So Stad are 8 in the top 14, Connacht obviously 7th, but Connacht have shown glimpses this season, and I think they're kind of becoming my second side anyway. That's on 1 o'clock on Sunday on BT Sport 2. Yeah. That's my first pick. All my fixtures, by the way, are Sunday as well, so it's going to be
a
proper...
Were you a fan of the Stade Francais jerseys growing up?
Oh, yeah.
I had multiple purchases from Lovell Rugby as a youth.
Out of sales section, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of the older the better with them as well. They really age well.
Yeah.
Except for that real dirty brown one with flowers. It just looks manky.
I actually quite like that one. That's possibly my favourite. No, that would be my favourite, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it kind of looked like a hobo covered in flowers.
You mentioned the rugby website you got them off. I was in a South Open private school. We actually got our jerseys in Paris on our tours. Rugby tours. Oh,
absolutely, yeah.
So down.
The same fella that got your dad his suit and stuff like that for his.
That was a great
job.
Opportunity for a Lavelle plug. If we had Lavelle as a plug, in fairness.
Yeah, like they're definitely not listening. But if they are, give us a shout out. So that's my first fixture. Coach, second fixture.
Yes, sir. Look, I'll go in order. So next up, Sunday morning, 11:30 a.m. Formula One Abu Dhabi. I know I pinpointed it last weekend, but this one is it. Verstappen or Hamilton? Big question on everyone's mind. If you've watched last weekend, as we mentioned on the show during the week, you probably haven't watched in 10 years, but if you're going to watch, last week was the week to watch, and it probably would have excited you and got your juices flowing again. So, title deciding race, Red Bulls, Verstappen, Mercedes, Hamilton, they're on equal points, and they're going into the finale, so it's literally too close to call. That's going to be phenomenal. I really have a dislike for Hamilton, but Max Verstappen just lives life over the edge, and he's an incredibly dangerous human being. So, 11:30 a.m. This is the good one. Yes, it is on Sky Sports F1. However, there is free to air this weekend only on Channel 4. And who can forget the traditional Channel 4 coverage? So, it's going to be really, really good.
You're definitely the first person I've ever... heard mention that they have a dislike for Lewis Hamilton. Like, I've almost never heard that once.
I absolutely cannot stand the boy.
I think
he is a machine, though, in fairness to him.
The car is a machine. It'd be interesting to see
absolutely nobody without the car.
But I tell you what, it'd be really, really interesting, right? And it's never gonna happen, but I would love to see Verstappen in the Mercedes and Hamilton in the Red Bull, just to see.
To be fair, I think it'd be fair if they just give everyone a Chicachento, and just then you'd see who the real driver was.
Yeah, exactly. But I just think
I make them drive through a council estate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. To Navan and back to True Ballymore.
Nothing wrong with Navan. Big fan of Navan.
You'd be getting lost going to Navan if you're going through Ballymore. Let me tell you that much.
No.
Anyway,
he's driving. I'm just saying, Verstappen's driving the stones out of that Red Bull. So there's a lot of it in the car, obviously, because there's a drivers' championship as well that actually has more money involved. They'd be better off winning the drivers' championship, but obviously drivers' championship has more prestige, but the makers' championship is the one where all the money's at. Good watch.
Fair. Okay.
Sass.
Bottom feeder Attlee, your next one.
Leinster Bat on Saturday at 3:15 on BT Sports.
Gonna call you out on that one.
Why?
Terrible pick. Bat the bottom of the Premiership.
I know, yeah, but like...
The handicap's fucking 34, mate.
Yeah, I still think it'd be a good game.
Such a bias. Where's the...
It's a good game, like, if you're putting your house on the handicap.
Yeah. Where's your journalistic integrity?
I don't have no integrity.
Oh, my. Podcast with three Leinster buckos and you're picking Leinster regardless. Don't worry, because I'm about to follow you in shortly. But yeah, why should we tune into the game?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, if you've got the handicap of 34. Like, anyway. Can I say more? Yeah, it's just set it up and knock it down.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyway, right, my second pick, and this is kind of going in order as well, because, look, shade the last week, and I'm probably going to get killed for this. Knicks Bucks, 5 o'clock, Sky Sports Mix, Sunday.
Great time.
You're probably looking at this going, why are you telling me to watch the Knicks again? And yes, I am a Knicks fan, but look, let's park that. The 12 and 13, the Bucks are 16 and 10. As I've said before, you've got to champion the early fixture of the NBA, because as fans this side of the world, you get such rare opportunities to watch true superstars of the sport at a convenient time. Christmas Day pretty much is the only chance you have, and even then the stars are held back for later in the evenings, the early hours of the evenings this morning. But like, it's an opportunity to watch Giannis, 5 o'clock of a Sunday. Even the Sunday, I think it's a Palace, and who's the late kickoff on the Sunday in the Premiership? It's a game you wouldn't watch now, if I'm being honest. I'll find a few.
Do you know why the Sundays are so poor at the moment? It's because all the midweek football. Like, next week is a stomper. Next week's Tuesday.
It's Crystal Palace Everton. Crystal Palace Everton.
In Everton's defence.
In Everton's defence, yeah, they played one good game against Banter FC that's back, but we did release a new retro kit, so everyone please focus on that and not our poor performance of late.
It's an absolute stinker of a kit as well. All of them, I've seen Adidas release them, United, Celtic, Chelsea, but well, that was it. Is it the World Cup 2002? 93. Oh, no.
No, they released in 93.
Have you seen the ones that the Predator kits from, like, is it 2002 or maybe 2006? Oh, they are stinking. Celtic order for the warm up on the weekend. I think Arsenal did as well.
No, Arsenal have released a remake of the 1993-1994 season. It's the yellow one. It's got, like,
I've seen that one's actually not too bad.
Yeah, of course it's not too bad.
Yeah, but the other one makes
nail
me...
retro kits, but we don't nail performances.
The other one makes me feel like the other fella on a Monday morning. So
anyway, your third, final, and pick of the weekend, coach.
Yes, pick of the weekend. You knew it was coming. Oh yes, you did. It is Munster. Munster taking on SAS. Okay, that was too slow. The Wasps in Coventry. The formerly London Wasps that now play in Coventry. So they just called them
Wasps. They're just Wasps now.
Because Coventry isn't a nice place. So sorry to all our listeners from the Midlands. Sunday, December 12th, 3:15 kickoff. That's if Munster make it there. It'll be on BT Sport 2. Coverage will be in at 3 o'clock, and it's probably Munster probably have a 50-50 team in terms of amateurs mixed with academies, underage, and
absolutely
a sprinkling of first team players or senior players.
I don't know if you've seen Peter Matney's comment, did you?
What was that?
He said he was training with a lad this week that was born in 2004.
He reckons Earlsey was his dad or his something. Dad.
So I did see that actually, yeah. But look, Munster sitting sixth in the URC. They've won 4 out of 5. Wasps, ninth. I don't think the English Premier League or the English Gallagher Premiership, Gallagher, is as strong as it formerly was. I just personally don't think it is. Probably to do with money and stuff. They've won 3 out of 9 games.
I think
Munster
BT Sport sell it well.
Yeah.
I think you've something right there, but I think BT Sport sell it very well. And kind of wrap it up nicely, and look, that's what I've said about the URC. I suppose you kind of need this packaging to bring it to a new audience. But okay, so that's your pick of the weekend. It's very strange. Part of me believes you've picked it so you can have another rattle at Munster fans, which I'm not a fan of. But look,
I wanted this sport Munster season, but it's not going to work.
Well, now's your chance, mate. When they need you.
Well, look, let's just get to the bet and we'll see what we're thinking then.
Okay, right. Bottom feeder Atlee, let's go.
So I actually reckon this is probably the best game all weekend. And chronically, it's on a Monday night. It's the Rams and Cardinals. So that's on, obviously, Sky Sports on Monday night, technically Tuesday morning.
Yeah, we'll probably all stay up for that, will we?
Jesus. Oh, that's going to be a banger. And to be honest, I think the winner of that is not only going to take the NFC West, I reckon they'll take the one seed in the NFC. And I think just after last week, Rams get like they had a get-right game, and they have to kind of prove that they're capable of beating good opposition, and the Cards are good opposition because they were very competitive without Kyler.
Yeah, and now he's back.
Should be a great game, to be honest.
I can't to see if that D can mesh, because it hasn't looked like it's meshed since they brought in Von Miller. So
Stafford's going to get a lot of flack if he doesn't win this one. I think he wins it though, on that MVP race is it's just wide open again still.
Good lord. You'll hear what was said if you actually listen to the podcast.
Oh, here we go.
Just because you're not paranoid doesn't mean we're not talking about you. Now, right, so my final pick, sticking with the NFL. Again, it's the Bucs, but it's the Tampa Bay variety. Playing Buffalo, Sky Sports main event, Sunday at 9:15, so it's obviously in that late slate. The reason I've picked this, Buffalo 7-5, I think they've won 2 of the last 5 games. The Bucs 9-3, they've lost 2 of the last 5. I just think it's a very interesting matchup for both. It's kind of a... Buffalo have dropped to 5th in the AFC. If they don't win this, and it's kind of the storyline of Tom back in Buffalo again, I think we might stick a pin in Buffalo as serious contenders. Obviously, they'll probably still make the playoffs, but I think as serious contenders, I'd say their race is run if they don't win this one. And the Bucks will want to carry on as well, and kind of will want to put a stamp on themselves as favourites. That's why I picked that one.
Interesting.
And that's my pick for the weekend.
What do you mean by back in Buffalo?
Well, like, Tom would have tormented Buffalo for years.
Okay.
Being with the Patriots and being in the same division.
Fair. That's absolutely fair.
So, the king is back.
Yeah, don't write off the Bills yet. Let's not write off the Bills.
Yeah, well, I know there's a very, very avid listener who, I'm telling them now, write the Bills off. Calling it.
They lost to a quarterback that threw 3 passes. Chalk it down. Like, done.
True 3 passes and only connected on 2 of them, but yeah, so moving on to the next segment, 0-2, but he promises he's going to win it back this week. So coach's gamble, let's go.
First week we went with a fiver, second week we went with a tenner. We're down 15, right? We're down
triple quits.
I know, we went 5-5, so we're down 10. This week I'm just feeling the juices here. Let's win our money back. £5. We're coming in just over 6-1, right? We're not playing it in the city here. Just £5, 6-1. Let's get £35 back in the kitty. So we are kicking off with the Raiders at the Chiefs, and we are gonna go with the Chiefs. Hear me out. Let's just fly through it and then we'll discuss. The Giants at the Chargers. We're going with the Chargers. Brighton at home to Tottenham. We are gonna go with Brighton after Tottenham's COVID scares.
That game has been postponed.
Right. when did that announcement happen?
Just double up your money on 2 of them.
That happened about 6 o'clock today. It got pulled, I think about 6. Maybe just before we went on air. We got the breaking news story. And look, as well, I know we push The Athletic a lot, but if there's any Irish viewers out there that don't want to splurge in The Athletic, let me recommend The Locker. It's an Irish startup company and it's fantastic for sports news. It's completely customizable and we're not getting a red cent for saying that. I generally believe in it as a product.
Go on, push it once more, Sass.
You have a heart of gold.
I don't. I just like supporting Irish.
Think of the little guys, he says.
Yeah, like we are. Like us. That's the only reason I'm saying.
So we are going. The Raiders at the Chiefs, we are going with the Chiefs. The Giants at the Chargers, we are going with the Chargers. Chelsea to top of Leeds. I think it's going to be a heavy one. Chelsea bouncing back from a European week. I don't know if you watched it last night. It was, yeah, look, they shouldn't have conceded that third goal. That Chelsea defence is coming, I think it's coming to an end, but we'll continue. Wasps and Munster, we're going with Munster plus +6 on the handicap. And we are going both teams to score at Anfield, Liverpool and Stevie G. So that's coming in at just over 5-1. So we're getting back. We get the kitty back. We've lost 10. We're getting a fiver on this. We're going to be 25 in the kitty when we meet next week. Going into the winter. Oh, winter football. Who? Oh, class. Class. We nearly have a better day. A better day.
Yeah.
At this present moment in time. So that's what we're going with. Anyone? Any queries on him?
There's only one I have, right? And you're going to hate me for saying it. Because I've already busted one on COVID. The Chargers have a bit of an issue as well. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams ruled out, put on the COVID list. So if it
you
stops there...
You bombed the Chargers with that bet. You actually did. You bombed them. Like, they're going to lose that game because you put them in the bet. And you're going to ruin my whole day. Herbert will have like 3 picks. He'll probably get hurt in that game now, watch. Just because of your 6-1. Hope you're happy.
Look, I stand over the coach's endeavor, research, and ability to lose your money. You need a win, though. You definitely need a win to get buy-in.
I'm wondering, should I just get everyone to lump on Munster plus +6?
Or Leinster minus -34?
That's it. That's the double.
Do the double.
Oh, maybe we should What's get a professional in.
See, if you get...
We'd only lose more money, though. Like,
yeah. What, you're,
I'm
you're
down 15 quid. That's a Zaytoon and a pint, like, you know, Zaytoon. Some night out. Like.
And would you get the Zaytoon before the bus home?
Who no, said, who I said Zaytoon and a pint. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's Christ. Before you go out with the girl. Oh, the women coming out and you just honk and breath that over them. What have we done?
He's honking breath anyway.
Oh my god.
Waft of desperation on the breath.
Tell the listeners about our Christmas party, will you?
The Christmas party there is no Christmas party because of COVID fears and the emergence of the new strain Omicron. So please, this Christmas, be safe and select. On your social occasions.
Yeah, the table situation didn't help. Table of 6 couldn't fit in or 8 listeners.
Yeah, well, like, you have to take 3 out of the 8, so it's only 5. The listeners can go out, we just can't go out with the listeners, I think. One of us can go out with the listeners.
Bottom feeder?
Yeah, look.
Say that again?
It's alright, just switch your hearing aid on, will you?
Look,
yeah.
Like it's 20 minutes. It's longer than he's done all year. So he's going well. Look, that's definitely all for me.
And it's all for me.
That's all for me. I love yous and leave yous.
Thank you and good night. I love yous and leave yous. That's enough.